Roots of Peace founder Heidi Kuhn says the concept for the nonprofit came together at a dinner party she hosted in 1997. A victim of a landmine accident was there, and Kuhn says she was inspired by his story to find a way to wipe out the countless unnecessary injuries and deaths caused by landmines worldwide. And her idea came from a simple glass of wine.
It was a vision of turning mines to vines, blood into wine, killing fields into vineyards, just a cascade of what could be possible.
Kuhn says she's been a follower of the peace movement since her college days at UC Berkeley in the 70s. So she used that background, along with the help of several North Bay wine growers, to help lay the groundwork for Roots of Peace.
Chris Benzinger and the Napa Valley Vintners and Sonoma Vintners deeply invested in this vision and helped us literally turn mines to vines.
In 2003, the group went into Afghanistan, getting to work clearing landmines and teaching local farmers how to grow grapes.
In all 34 provinces, Roots of Peace has impacted over 1 million farmers and families and planted over 5 million fresh fruit trees.
Now they've gone into several other countries afflicted with landmines, planting many types of crops, like in Vietnam, where the group has taught 2,000 farmers to grow fresh pepper.
There are an estimated 3.5 million landmines, UXOs, and cluster munitions still in Vietnam today. So as we remove the landmines, we plant the fresh pepper trees, we are healing the wounds of war.
Now you can find that pepper here in the U.S., sold by Sonoma-based spice company Morton & Bassett. But Kuhn says she wants to go even further. And with a new $61 million award from the U.S. Agency for International Development, the group can do just that.
I believe we have the opportunity to showcase a model that has been replicated around the world, planting rice in Cambodia, grapes in Afghanistan, orchards in Croatia, wheat in Iraq, and strawberries in Angola.
North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman, along with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, announced the award last November. This is Huffman.
I think it's a very significant grant, but it's one that is going to leverage a lot of good work in a part of the world where you can really make a difference.
Huffman says their work to create sustainable agriculture opportunities helps put these countries on a path towards a stable economy. And he says people in these areas need support the most after conflicts have ended.
These are communities that have been through the darkness of extreme conflict. And just because the guns have stopped firing doesn't mean the damage from that conflict ends.
Kuhn says there's still lots of work ahead for the group. She says there's still 70 million landmines in 70 countries that need to be safely removed.
And I believe that begins with a simple eradication of just one landmine and the planting of an agricultural seed. For with faith, hope, and love, a seed when planted will grow, as it has for thousands of years.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.